and try to sing into a very soft body, soft like water. You can even use your imagination that will help to relax more. And most of it is water. And in the mind, maybe it's sleepy, then try to bring more concentration, more focus. But when the mind is excited, too many thoughts, then try to calm down the mind. The energy that's too much in the mind. Try to bring it down. Bring it down into the body. More focus. Is bring up the energy into the body, more up, to wake yourself up. Can you feel this heart connection with the beings in this world? Can you recognize that there's someone else, just like you, who simply wants to be happy and not want to suffer? But there's no difference between me and someone else. We all have the same problems, going through the same difficulties. We all within cyclic existence. Traveling within cyclic existence. Traveling up and down. Try to open your heart, recognizing that there are so many other living beings, uncountable many on the earth, and on the land, in the water, and in the sky. Try to open your heart. Try to bring them all into your heart. And not to forget about one. And with these conditions, I can make a change. For the benefit of all beings. By developing my potential. Become myself a Buddha. So this motivation for the benefit of all beings, may we become a Buddha. For the benefit of all beings. I will go through the prayer. Yeah. And then we meditate a little bit on the prayer. This precious life of leisure and opportunity is rare and easily lost. If you want, you can even have the prayer just to look. Actually, just listen and try to reflect on this. The world and those within it are impermanent. I too will die soon. try to let it sink into your heart. Try to feel it. The results of my virtuous and non-virtuous actions will without fail ripen within me. And since there is no genuine happiness to be found within the abodes of samsara, I must correctly practice the true Dharma. The four thoughts that have turned the mind. And then a prayer going for refuge and generating bodhicitta. So try to direct the mind in the direction with this prayer. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in order perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. You can try to feel this prayer. For the wish to benefit all beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in order perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in order perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And then the four immeasurables. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May they abide in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. And then the seven limb prayer. To gain merit and purification of the mind. Without purification and accumulation, you will not gain realizations. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. Prostrating to the qualities. And try to feel how it goes against your pride. against your pride, which can feel like a relief to let go your feeling of having to be someone with the nose up. You can relax. A present close of every type of offering, actual and imagined. So imagine that you make offerings. Actually, all the offerings are here in the room. You can make them even more beautiful, multiplying them. Make your imagination making offerings. Till it fills up the space. And close in this sentence means actually the space, like the space completely filled with offerings. And try to offer you attached to something you really attach to. This can be a very beautiful person. Imagine your offerings to the Buddha or to the merit field, even just His Holiness the Dalai Lama. This will release your clinging towards this person. Your attachment becomes less by doing this. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginless time. Maybe there's something harmful you did recently, and to bring up a feeling of regret, as if you have swallowed poison and you don't want to have its result. Regret, not guilt. So by admitting your mistakes, it can become like a relief. And rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Something good you did, like something recently, or just rejoicing in this course, that the conditions comes together, because you created the causes for it. How wonderful, wow. Feeling happiness in your heart is rejoicing. Try to rejoice in the fact that you have a perfect, precious human rebirth. You can practice Dharma. in the next two verses I will state together. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for sentient beings. So with the previous verses, and you purified and accumulate merits, and then your mind is like a fertilized field. So whatever seed you put there will grow very well. And that field you put seeds by requesting teachings. And the lamas have very great compassion for us all the time. So we have to request. It's just as the rain which falls on the earth. So Buddha's teachings will come to beings. Just think about the qualities of the Buddhas. Try to feel it. I repeat these two verses. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And then a request. Please bless me to seize all deluded minds immediately. From disrespect for the gurus to the subtle dualistic conception, bless me to generate all unmistaken minds instantly. From respect for the gurus to the realization of emptiness, bless me to completely pacify all outer and inner obstacles. You can imagine that radiant white light slowly comes into the body from the Buddhas, from the merit fields. And you just have to think about them, and they are there. Even we cannot see them because of our karma. But they're really there. The protection is there. Before we go into our actual meditation, take some time to stretch the body. We're going to do a meditation on three sufferings. So sometimes the meditations can be a little bit painful. Yeah. Don't suppress your feeling. If you feel that you have to cry, yeah, show it to the group. It's okay. Yeah. Be yourself. It's very important. Yeah. It even helps the group. Yeah, when you suppress it, your feeling, yeah, doesn't let it flow, and it also becomes difficult for people to go more into the feeling. As a group's energy, that can become very supportive. Yeah. Just let it flow. Yeah. So the first one is the dukkha of dukkha. You also can say the suffering of suffering. The dukkha of suffering. Can you recognize this? This includes all the mental and physical suffering. Let's start with the physical suffering. When you look back into your life, can you remember the physical suffering you have been experiencing with the body? After a hard day of work, the body feels exhausted. The accidents then the body is too cold, and then it's too warm. The tensions in the body. Can you remember? Try to remember it as if you experience it right now. And when you were hungry or thirsty, as if you experience them right now. And what about the physical suffering you're experiencing right now, this moment? Just feel your body. The tension in the body. Some parts are too cold. Maybe some parts are too warm. After a long day, the body is maybe a little bit exhausted. And you can feel it in the eyes. And then imagine yourself going into the future. The suffering you will experience with the body. When the body slowly becomes older. What kind of suffering that going to be with the body? Just imagine yourself at the age of 80 years old. Not functioning properly. Try to feel this. How that would be. The body becomes weaker, it becomes sick, and finally it will die. So this is the dukkha of suffering, yeah, the physical. But what about the mental suffering? Just look back into your life. Can you remember the mental suffering we have been experiencing? When we felt lonely or depressed. When the mind of attachment, the mind is very excited. When there's jealousy, frustration, anger, and these moments of fear. But the true meaning of suffering, dukkha, dissatisfactory, always the feeling of something missing, never content with what we have. Can you recognize this? You look back into your life. What about right now? The mental suffering you're experiencing. The sense there's something missing here. Not content with what you have right now. Not satisfied. Maybe the mind is excited, the mind of attachments. When the mind is more dull. Sleepy, the mind of aversion. Or there's some old pain troubling you right now. Maybe you're lost. Can be anything. And then the mental suffering we'll experience in the future. We meet unpleasant things, unpleasant situations. Or you get separated from pleasant things. Situations. The mental suffering we experience in our relationships, at our work, with society, with ourselves. Try to feel this. Because recognizing this can bring up a feeling. It's unbearable. I suffered enough. It's unbearable. I suffered enough. May I be happy and be free from the suffering. And there's the second suffering, the dukkha of change, the suffering of change. And this is the more subtle level. Nothing lasts. If you look back into your life, choose the pleasure we found, the happiness we found. Can you remember? It didn't last. Or is there any happiness you found that didn't last, that did last? Just check right now. Our heart still feels empty. Not satisfied. So what kind of happiness have we found? Happiness that didn't last. Even a pleasurable experience at the beach. It didn't last. When the pleasure is true pleasure, why does it not stay with us? Just check the pleasure we found, the happiness we found in our life. That by repeating his action, instead of bringing more happiness, it turns into discomfort, into suffering. The suffering of change. Can you recognize this? And even right now, sitting here on your cushion, just when you sat down, it felt comfortable. But now it feels uncomfortable. The need is there to move. The need is there to change position. Because the comfort turns into discomfort. To see how everything changed. No matter how pleasurable, they do not last and lead to dissatisfaction. They change and eventually come to an end. Try to let it sink into your body. Into your feeling. And then the all-pervading suffering. This goes even more subtle. The all-pervading suffering. On the one hand, we experience in each moment the effect of previous causes. And on the other, we create each moment the causes for future effects. So this moment right now is the effect of previous causes. On each moment you create new causes for future effects. This very moment of existence is both the effect of past suffering and the causes of suffering in the future. And there's always a potential for suffering to arise. We are stuck in cyclic existence. Who within this complex web of confusion and problems. And this itself is all-pervading suffering. So try to let it sink into your heart. And we all try to be happy and avoid problems. But as long as we are not enlightened, we will meet with suffering situations one after the other. Try to reflect in this way. The suffering of suffering. The suffering of change. And the all-pervading suffering. It can trigger your heart with renunciation. To turn the mind inwards, developing the mind, our potential, taking the essence. Taking the essence to eliminate once and for all the very root of suffering. So these conditions, which are very rare to find and very easily lost. And there's a lot of hope. A lot of hope. With these conditions that come in together, there's a lot of hope. So bring the mind inwards. Not only for my own happiness, but for the happiness of all beings. Let's dedicate the positive merits after done having this meditation, also the teachings. We create a lot of merit, positive energy, because of this motivation in the morning. We're making effort in this course for the benefit of all beings. There's a lot of positive energy to dedicate, giving direction. So I read the dedication prayer. Due to the merit of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all sentient beings without exception into an enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminished but increased more and more. You can see already in the dedication prayer. Those for the highest, to become yourself, like a Guru Buddha, to lead all living beings, without exception, into that enlightened state. Because they give fruit, brings the conditions together, the right conditions, to meet perfect teachers, to meet the Dharma again. To get reborn in the Pure Land. Yeah. just dedicating like this. Yeah. Take your time to finish the meditation here.